Why it's important to be honest in relationships. Do you think I should start losing weight, sweetie? The question sounds simple, maybe even casual, but in the context of a relationship, it can feel like a landmine. One wrong word and you are navigating hurt feelings, defensiveness, or conflict. But isn't honesty supposed to be the foundation of a strong relationship? When being truthful feels risky, it forces us to examine a deeper question: does honesty build bonds or break them? The case for honesty. A study published in Social Psychological and Personality Science examined how honesty influences romantic relationships, particularly during challenging conversations about personal change. More than 200 couples were observed engaging in real-time discussions in a laboratory setting. These weren't abstract discussions, they were the kinds of conversations that happen in living rooms and bedrooms, the ones that make your heart rate climb, "I wish you'd spend less time on your phone." "I need you to be more affectionate." "I want you to take your health more seriously." Researchers measured honesty two ways: how honest partners felt about themselves and the other, and how honest they appeared to trained observers watching the conversations. Then they followed up 3 months later to see what happened over time. The immediate results likely won't surprise anyone who's had a difficult conversation before. Honest moments hurt. When participants expressed a desire for their partners to change, or heard the changes their partners wanted from them, their mood dropped measurably. The conversations were emotionally challenging. However, after these uncomfortable exchanges, the couple's relationship satisfaction increased significantly, driven by both expressed and perceived honesty. The short-term discomfort gave way to a sense of being truly known and accepted. Furthermore, 3 months later, those who felt they had been honest reported feeling better and believed their partner had made more progress toward the change they had asked for. Notably, these benefits emerged even when partners' perceptions of honesty weren't entirely accurate. What mattered most was the perceived honesty, not perfect agreement about it. These results suggest that making an effort to be truthful, especially when it's difficult, can strengthen relationships, as long as it's done with care. The caveat worth noting is that these findings are based on couples in generally healthy relationships. Whether the same effects apply in more distressed partnerships remains an open question. Synchrony of honesty. A 2023 study found that romantic couples exhibit stronger brain-to-brain synchronization during shared activities than do strangers. Brain-to-brain synchronization, in simple terms, is when people's brains are working in sync, with their responses more closely aligned and their emotional processing occurring in a similar rhythm. Additionally, the study found that romantic couples are less likely to deceive or lie to one another than in interactions with strangers, suggesting that neural alignment promotes honesty in close relationships. Research has also found that people in close relationships tend to view their partners as sharing similar values around honesty and openness, and that shared values contribute to stronger, more resilient emotional bonds. Emma Kobil, a professional counselor, told the Epoch Times that honesty is most effective when it's anchored in attachment, care, and vulnerability. Especially when the objective is to stay emotionally connected and not to criticize or control the other person. In other words, honesty doesn't just communicate facts. It also builds the neural and emotional infrastructure for a lasting connection. The honesty paradox. What about when honesty feels cruel? White lies bring a nuanced challenge to emotional connections. A 2014 study surveyed men and women about their views on using white lies and benevolent deception in romantic relationships. Findings revealed that people are more comfortable telling lies than receiving them, and that men are more accepting of such deception than women. The appeal of white lies is obvious. White lies can sometimes serve a protective function in a relationship, as these soft lies aren't meant to deceive but rather to preserve harmony and avoid unnecessary hurt, Kobil said. However, even seemingly small lies should be evaluated in context. If a pattern of avoidance replaces vulnerability, it can create emotional distance and lead to resentment over time. When benevolent deception becomes common, even if well-intentioned, it can erode the very trust, communication, and openness that make intimacy possible. Marissa T. Cohen, a marriage and family therapist and dating and relationships expert, told the Epoch Times that while some couples might accept white lies, others might look for complete honesty. She suggested that couples have open discussions about white lies while they are still dating, as this helps them learn more about each other and their values. Cultivating honesty with love. While truthfulness strengthens intimacy, how that truth is communicated can either build connection or cause conflict. Cohen said that honesty, when delivered with empathy and kindness, can be the kindest and healthiest approach to navigate challenging conversations. She emphasized the importance of being mindful when communicating and positioning yourself to share information in a caring manner, thinking about how it will be received by the other person. Blanca Molnar, a certified conscious parenting coach, told the Epoch Times that using I statements is helpful when expressing difficult emotions. Saying "I feel hurt when," rather than "you always," allows you to share your perspective without assigning blame. It shifts the conversation from accusation to vulnerability, opening the door to empathy rather than resistance. Another essential element is timing and setting. Experts suggest that difficult conversations deserve a thoughtful approach, bringing up sensitive topics when one partner is stressed, distracted, or emotionally charged can backfire. Choosing a calm, private space and a moment when both partners are emotionally available is optimal. Molnar suggested paying attention to one's own triggers, noticing when one feels tense, defensive, or reactive. These often signal that a boundary is being pushed or an old wound is being touched. Recognizing this helps you pause and respond with mindful honesty instead of impulsive reactions, she said. When offering honest feedback, focus on being constructive rather than critical. Equally important is one's role as a listener. Active listening when the other side responds to your feedback can make them gradually relax and better digest even the most difficult truth. Kobil, who specializes in mindfulness-based therapy, advised couples to avoid using honesty like a hammer to release their difficult emotions and instead use it like a bridge to facilitate connection and repair. Approach difficult conversations like you're inviting your partner into your inner world, not confronting them. Remember that you're on the same team.